呀啦啦啦啦啦啦，呀啦啦，呀啦啦啦啦，呀啦啦啦啦啦，呀啦啦。
Throughout the month of Elul, as I sat for morning meditation, wild turkeys roosting in the trees and strolling through our gardens would utter a surprisingly varied array of vocalizations. Each new sound offered an opportunity to listen, pay attention, notice where my mind may have been wandering, and make tshuva, return to the truth of the present moment. A rapid, repetitive staccato reminded me of teruah, the succession of 9 notes we will hear from the shofar later today and on Yom Kippur. I have since learned by investigating wild turkey calls online that this sound does not bear the meaning of teruah we will learn about shortly. Rather, it is a turkey hen's call to assembly, what in shofar speak is actually Tekiya. Tekiya, the long, clear, steady sound of a shofar, the first in the series of blasts, calls us to stand together, assemble as a whole and holy community. The end of the note lifts slightly, inviting us to stand taller, rise higher toward an elevated, pure state of being. It seems to me it also hints at one of our daily early morning prayers, Elohai neshama shenatata bi dehorahi. For the clarity of the tone blown through the shofar, the outer layer of a bony vessel, becomes a sonic symbol of the pure soul God breathed into each of our bodies, our vessels, giving us life at birth and each day, in every breath, as we awaken and return to what is real, what is true, moment by moment. Shevarim, 3 wailing cries follow. Last Thursday evening in the healing service, I shared my experience of a tight sensation deep in my belly. The feeling of please as the origin of healing prayer in my body. The plea is felt before words form. One must draw the diaphragm inward and upward to produce the sound of shavarim. Let's attempt to embody that right now. Make the sound aloud or silently in your mind if you are shy. Can you feel that contraction in your abdomen, even just thinking the sound? This keening, wordless expression of longing, of please, is indeed initiated in the kishkas, in the gut. Perhaps on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, this desire is to return to the pure state of being we know is our essence, despite the messes we've made, the mistakes, the missteps, misdeeds, misunderstandings, missed opportunities to connect lovingly with other people, with ourselves, with the magnificence of creation, with God. Shavarim is a visceral knowing that tshuva is always possible. Reconnection, repair, return to unity, to the pure wholeness of our unblemished souls, is always possible. Our elders taught that we cry out to Hashem through the shofar, pleading that an anthropomorphized God will move from the throne of Din, judgment, to the throne of Rachamim, mercy, compassion. Yet while we call out to God for mercy, I wonder how much more this cry is for us to listen to our own good hearts, to each other, as we continue to cultivate compassion, learn to be less judgmental, grow to be more open-hearted. Take a moment to look at the faces of the souls sitting all around us. Really look into each other's eyes. See the soul of each person. I hope you will do the same later throughout the day when we gather with the rest of the congregation in the main sanctuary. Please, a plea, a prayer, a longing to heal the suffering experienced through life's continuously changing, challenging circumstances, through our actions and inactions. Shavarim is one more step on this path to at-one-ment, leading us toward the closing gates at the end of Yom Kippur. Tshuva, return, however, insists that the initial gut feeling is not enough. Rather, it propels us forward like Trua.
Do 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 do.
The wild turkey staccato I described at the beginning of this teaching. For us, it is a call to action. We must take part in the process, look and listen closely within. Accept the painful reality that sometimes, in order for change to unfold, for healing to begin, we will fall apart. Just as the notes of the shofar are broken, our hearts will break, oftentimes due to circumstances far beyond our control. Still, we are not helpless. As the saying goes, shift happens, and our tradition teaches that we are responsible for putting our hands on the wheel, so to speak. It is up to us to turn it. In recent years, neurobiologists have learned that long ingrained attitudes are not permanent. something ancient wisdom has been saying for a very long time. We can introduce new neural pathways by intentionally letting go of patterns of behavior that no longer serve the highest good, recognizing the stories we tell ourselves that distance us from the present moment as stories, seeing and taking responsibility for our role in causing or allowing harm to continue. This isn't easy. We might feel afraid to relinquish the comfort of familiar, even after shining an inquisitive light into the shadowy secret places of our hearts and minds, knowing that holding on to the old familiar ways of thinking, doing, perpetuates ongoing distress. It isn't easy. Even so, both the practice of tshuva and the sound of teruah demand that we break away from our illusions and delusions, wake up, pay attention. In those 9 rapid successive broken notes, I imagine hitting the snooze button on my alarm clock multiple times before rubbing sleep from my eyes and opening them with clarity, finally waking to the pure wholeness of the moment, the dawn of the next Tekiya. Ooh. The vibrations flow through our bones, invigorating the shared air we breathe, connecting you to me, to everyone and everything beyond time and space, and within this very moment. Tekiya, cleansing, freeing release of breath, gathered into one long primordial howl, returning us home to Elohai Neshama Shinatata Bi, to Horahi, source of life, the breath, the soul you have given me is pure. As we sit together silently for 20 minutes of prayer meditation, our minds will most certainly wander, much like the turkeys strolling about my garden this summer. And then there will be a sound, a sensation, an external or internal shofar blast that calls you back to the present, to pure breath flowing through your body. Maybe it will be experienced as tekiya. Ah, yes, good, I'm here, sitting safely with community. Maybe you'll notice desire, longing, please, shivarim. Or be startled by teruah. This drifting off and waking up may occur 9 times, 99, if you're like me, 999 or more. But that's not important. What matters is heeding the call, practicing tshuva, which in terms of meditation practice simply means returning to the present moment by allowing the sensation of breath moving through your body to be the place you come home to again and again and again and again. Whether you sense your breath most strongly in your abdomen, expanding and contracting, your chest rising and falling, the coolness of air as it enters your nostrils, the warmth as it exits, or the soft ocean whisper of breath flowing through the back of your throat, you will drift and you will return. Remember too that this is an opportunity to practice moving from the seat of din, judgment, to the seat of rachamim, mercy, compassion. Observing these kinds of thoughts in your mind are also shofarot. There's no wrong way to breathe, no limit on the number of times your mind should or shouldn't wander. And if you do physically doze off, there's no shame in that either. Maybe you really need this time to rest before the long day ahead. I'll set a chime timer for 20 minutes so that I can meditate with you. When you leave this space and enter the sanctuary with the rest of our congregation, pay attention to the sounds of the shofar. Plant your feet firmly on the ground. Stand a little taller as the waves of sound flow through you. For you are a sacred vessel, receiving Nishmat Chaim, the breath of life, pure, holy, whole. Stand tall. Spread your hands open wide. Feel the vibrations, like breath passing through the shofar. You are a conduit joining heaven and earth. And while on the one hand the plaintive cries blown through the shofar are intended to implore God to turn, to move from the throne of Din, judgment, to the throne of Rachamim, mercy, compassion, each call of the shofar is an opportunity for us to make tshuva, to turn from judgment toward others and ourselves to compassion. Take time throughout the day to look at the beautiful souls shining all around you. The essence of every human being is pure soul. Elohai neshama shenatata bi tehorahi. Each time we wake from the slumber of past mistakes or grudges, from future schemes or worries, God renews our souls. And even though sometimes we feel shavarim, that keening cry, please, tugging at our kishkas, bellies, and in other moments we experience terua, alarm, to find our hearts broken into many pieces. Tekiya, the voice of connection and community, compassionately gathers us back together, waking to the pure, holy wholeness we truly are. Neshana Tovah.